Oh boy!
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches. Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
You're angry.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh, welcome to the bonus pod Friday edition of Fat to Fit or Else. I am fat and semi-fit right now. I am kind of both. I'm walking, getting my steps in. And I don't feel like I'm in horrible shape, but I am fat. I'm fat and fit. I should change the name of the show right now. Hey, Mean Spiral Lady, I'm changing the show. I'm not going to get in shape after all. I'm just going to be fat and fit with Stretch, where I do stuff to stay just fit enough to continue my fat-ass lifestyle. And I eat. Yeah, that's a new change. That phone call go great today. Oh, yeah, I need some new shoes. that's all that I know. Anyway, if you guys are down with the Spirus, the Wave Maxes are my recommendation, but you can get anything from Spira.com with Fit10 at checkout and get 10% off. And it's weird. I've bought shoes there for my dad before because they have, like, old guy shoes. They have, like, good shoe, and like the Velcro old guy shoes, some Spirus, they really do, and those are pretty solid. They got some walkers that are comfortable as well. The Wave Max is the big daddy of their collection, though, and that's what the only thing that I rock, because, you know, I'm a shoe snob, rocking my Spiral Wave Maxes. They are wonderful. I'm in a good mood because I'm officially on vacation, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get up in the morning, and I'm going to spend the entire day today, Friday, running errands. I'm not going to be home kicking it, watching. Sure, I'm going to sleep in. I'm not getting up at 5:30. That'll be nice. Of course, my dog will probably jump on me at 5:30 because he is now kind of trained. He's dialed into his routine a little bit. He's also, update on the dog. He got in trouble this week. He did a bad dog thing, and he went down and destroyed. We have like a couch lounge thing down where the home gym is at the bottom of the property. And I tell you guys, I live on a hill. So you come into my house, one story house, but you come in at street level onto the house, and that's at the top of the hill. And then in the backyard, you have to go down a flight of stairs. So the back of my house is two stories high, even though I only have a one story house. And there's a deck. And then you go down and there's a backyard. And then you go down another flight of stairs and there's a lower backyard. And that's where the old man gym is. And it's pretty far. And down there is that bed thing. And he went all the way down there and took a cushion off of that and brought it back up onto the deck. But he's just like two flights of stairs up and then shredded it to pieces. And that's the first day since I have had him. The very first day that he got no walk. He was bad dog. He didn't get any treats, and he did not get to go for a walk, and he had to go to bed early. And since then, he's been better behaved, knock on wood. Hasn't chewed anything up, hasn't done anything douchey, and he's been really good. He also has stopped in the middle of the night checking on me, and I know that's part of the separation anxiety, which shows there's improvement there, that he used to 3-4 times a night. And when I first got him, I thought he was wanting to go to the bathroom. So I'd get up when he would do that and I'd take him outside and he'd usually just sniff around and come back in. And then I realized, no, he's just checking on me to make sure I'm here, make sure I didn't leave him in the middle of the night. And that's all he would do. He wanted confirmation I was there, and I would pet him and he would lay down. It was actually sad. So he doesn't do that anymore. He now sleeps through the night or until he sees me moving around, and then he thinks, oh, he's up, and then he'll jump up. But that's cool. So that's progress. Tonight I was messing with him because I love to mess with everyone and everything, and I got out the raptor mask. I have the mask that is the raptor that he is scared of. And he looks at it, and he starts getting real edgy, and then if you move it at him, he jumps, and he's very afraid of it. So I always get it out and mess with him, and its mouth opens and closes. So now I'll just put it on my hand, and I'll snap at him, snap, 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 and he freaks. And I laugh at him, and then I hide it, and then he's like, where did that thing go? And I get great enjoyment out of it. And I did something tonight, which I haven't done before, is I had it on my hand, and I had it snipping at him, and he backed up, and he was getting all aggro. And then I attacked myself with it, biting myself in the neck, going, help. And then he literally jumped over. I had him on the other side. I have like a little cushion barricade thing to keep him away from where my computer is and the desk back here. And he jumped right over that and jumped at my hand. I'm assuming he was going to bite it, but I put it away laughing and stopped him before he could attack the mask, which was filled with my hand, which would have been bad. So he was trying to protect me tonight. He went out to save me. So that was a good move. Oh, boy. He also chewed up a barbecue thing over on Monday, I believe. And it was funny. I was watching him on the Ring camera while I was working, and I kept yelling at him to stop it. And finally, the German Shepherd, when I yell on the Ring camera, she gets afraid, like, oh, no, we're all in trouble. And she'll run down the hill and go down to the lower yard and get off the deck because she thinks everyone's in trouble. Well, she's realized it's him, and so she came over and at one point just laid on the barbecue brush so dumbass would stop chewing it up. I'm like, oh, poor bitch. Those German Shepherds, they're so smart. She's so smart. She tricks him all the time, gets him to drop bones or toys or whatever she wants. She'll bring him something else, and he immediately drops it, and then she grabs it. She's way, way smarter than he is. Ah, boy. But boy, is he a beast. All right, let's get into it. I have some fun stories tonight. I am not, let's preface today's show with this announcement. I am not a pervert, but I think we have some, well, some pervy stories today. You're going to be like, wow, old stretch dog is a big old perv. And that's not what it is, but we will get to that. I have workout stories as well. But remember, in the end, what better way to burn calories than to have the old sex. Now, granted, sex with yourself, you're not burning as many, unless you're doing some freaky deaky stuff that I don't know about. But anyway, before we get into the weirdness, let's start with this fun story. And this is really good news because so many people, myself included, you really, like, I walk the dogs and that's it. I got time. If I worked out, I couldn't walk the dogs. And that would be it. I have time, a little bit of time, once I get home. And I only have the one job now outside of these podcasts that I do. And most of the time I'm doing the Bible study podcast, and that's 10, 15 minutes long. That's really not taking me much time. So I do these, and I don't have time to work out, and a lot of people don't have time to work out. And a lot of times you're fried on the weekends or after you sit in traffic and you're angry and you're like, you know what, I don't want to work. I just want to sit here and relax and eat a cookie. I don't know. Well, they say if you are a weekend warrior, a person who puts all of their exercise just into Saturday and Sunday, so if you don't work out all week and you just work out Saturday and Sunday, get full workouts in and, you know, do some physical activity on those days, that just doing that can lower the risk of developing 264 different diseases, as well as people who go to the gym throughout the week. So working out in general will help you fight off 264 diseases. But if you can only cram in weekend workouts, you can get the benefits, the health benefits, by just getting those in. So don't be, granted, you're probably not going to lose weight. It's probably not going to help you if you're looking to, because losing weight, you need to cut your calories and you'll lose weight. But if you cut your calories and you exercise, you can speed that weight loss by just, you're making your metabolism work harder, making your body work harder with the, in creating that caloric deficit. That's what it's all about. Even though protein is vital, 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 vital. Some of the things they say that you can cut your risk of, a few of the 264 diseases are cardiovascular disease, all kinds of future diseases like chronic kidney disease, mood disorders, and all kinds of stuff. So if that is it, you can go get your weekend warrior on and feel good that you are definitely moving the needle for your health. So I like that story. I like that a lot. And it's something to think about. So I know so many people, especially, and God bless you if you have kids that you still are at the age that you need to entertain them or watch them or go to their stuff. Like, my kids are all old. I got to bribe them to hang out with me. They all hang out with me when they're hungry. That's in there. Hey, I'm hungry. Where's my fat dad? He always wants to eat, and he'll pay. That's what happens. So I don't know how you do it. If you have, especially like little ones or something like that, and you're trying to, you know, keep your fitness up and do all that, insane. I found something too, and this is going to go back to the, it seems like pervy stretch, but I realized this week is the first time since I've stopped lifting completely after the whole shoulder fiasco that I was like, I need to get back and I need to start lifting again and dieting hard. I need to lean out and bulk up. And I've not wanted to do that in a long, I had given up. I was just like, I'm done. And then I go on my Instagram and I'm just flipping through and I follow. And it was weird when I was really, really starting this up and I was really getting back in and working out. I wanted motivation. I was following all these female fitness trainers or just fitness models. Granted, they're hot, they wear bikinis, but that seems pervy. But what's weird is I get more motivation out of seeing like a really ripped girl, like a very fit girl. I'm not talking like a steroid-taken muscle woman, but I'm talking fitness. I like a fit, muscle-toned woman is sexy as hell to me. And to me, there's more motivation looking at that than seeing some, you know, Arnold-looking, buff, shredded dude. I just find dudes to be douchey in general. And women, it's like, and the thing is, like, I don't want anything. I'm so old, and life has beaten me down so hard that I just, it's like I want it. If I met these women, I'd be like, hey, I watch your videos, or I follow you on Instagram. That would probably be about it. I'm not trying to hit on you or make a move on you. That's where I am in my life. But I can look at it and be like, wow, that's motivational to me. Not that I want to look like a toned chick or anything weird like that. But to me, that's like, oh, cool. And I like their style better of their videos and things like that. And they are way better to look at than a half-naked dude, half-naked girl. Way better to look at for me as a heterosexual man. So something that really, for the first time this week, I got motivated. I saw some videos that were like, whoa, that's freaking cool. Like that's, I got to get back in shape. Like, it's the little nudge that I need. But for me, it's looking at women of fitness as opposed to men of fitness. All right. And then here is an interesting one. I have not heard this, but if you are a TikToker, you probably have. And they say that a lot of women are having incredible success at getting pregnant after taking Mucinex. You're like, wait a minute. Yes, the popular cold and flu medication Mucinex, which is about getting rid of mucus. It's all the snot and junk in you is what it does. It dries that up or whatever. And women started realizing that when they were taking the Mucinex, they would get pregnant. And it became a thing, and it became at least a viral thing, let's say. So people are taking it, and then people started looking into it and seeing what the hell is going on. And another lady said, yeah, I got pregnant. I took Mucinex 30 minutes before doing the dirty, and she also took an antioxidant supplement called Coenzyme Q10, and the diabetic drug metformin, which I take every day, which is for polycystic ovary syndrome, while trying to conceive, and voila, she is due next month, this lady who is that they interviewed. She says, we are pregnant. I am 35 years old and have been trying for 2 years. Said she took Mucinex 12-hour pills 15 minutes before doing the dirty, and voila, this lady got pregnant. So there's all of these testimonials from women who are swearing by it. And at some point, somebody does it, and then they post it, and other people try it, and then some of them get pregnant, and it's coinkadinkle, you would think, right? Well, Here's where it gets interesting. The main ingredient of Mucinex is a guaifenesin, let's call it that, because I can't say the word. I'm not that smart, and big words confuse me. It's the active ingredient in Mucinex, and what that does is it thins mucus to relieve congestion. That's the point of it. And they say, but there's no scientific evidence to show that it also thins cervical mucus, and that's what they're realizing. So down in the cervix area, once the sperm enters the canal and is swimming towards the egg to fertilize it and make a baby, there is a cervical mucus that slows the sperm down. Well, what they're starting to realize is that the Mucinex thins that as well as it does the mucus in your chest or head or whatever, and it helps the swimmers get to the destination and fertilize the egg. Allegedly. So, they took this one step further in this article that I am reading right now, and a doctor comes on, and imagine you're an OBGYN, that's what we've got here, and she's been exploring the Mucinex pregnancy theory and reported that half of 40 couples that were struggling with infertility experienced, quote, significant improvement in sperm motility after taking Mucinex. The doctor pointed out there's no placebo group for comparison, and she said that, and then she walked away from it completely. But this is just, you know, theory and da 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 da, and she doesn't want to come off as a quack. And think about it, IVF is expensive. If you've known anyone that's gone through that, people that have gone through IVF treatments and other fertility treatments, they're very expensive, very very expensive. Now people are like, wait a minute, I can take Mucinex and probably get pregnant? So people are obviously doing that like crazy. They're dropping the Mucinex and doing it. And then this doctor goes on to say half of the people that she studied, so 20 out of 40, got pregnant while doing the Mucinex thing. It's pretty interesting. The doctor, like I said, walked away from it after she said 50% of her people that she did it with got pregnant. She's saying the effect could be random, it could be chance, it could be this, but a lot of people are trying to get pregnant with the Mucinex, and really, if you're trying to get pregnant and can't, what do you have to lose? Mucinex is what, $12 or something for a box of Mucinex? Do you go cheap? Like, let's say you say, hey, and you tell your husband, hey, you know, we're trying to get pregnant. I heard it on this podcast. It's really awesome with this really sexy fat guy named Stretch that if we take Mucinex, that we can probably get pregnant. And it, like, thins the mucus in the cervical area. And you could get pregnant. And he's like, wow, that's great. We should try it. Yeah, why don't you pick some up on the way home today? Are you mad if your husband comes home with the generic Mucinex? You're like, so he goes in, he sees Mucinex is like $12, but then the CVS brand is $9, and he comes home. No, it's the same thing. It has the same active ingredient. Are you mad at that? Do you say, damn it, I want the real Mucinex? Don't bring me this generic stuff home. I don't know. I have a feeling my wife would be mad.
Why'd you get that? I said to get Mucinex. You're so cheap.
Because I really don't want you to get pregnant, because you're cranky enough as it is right now. Yeah. Oh, well. I love pregnant ladies. You know what's weird? Pregnant ladies are beautiful, and they always are like self-conscious and think they're fat, ugly cows, and they are gorgeous. I never look at a pregnant lady and go, oh, fat. I never, ever think that. Like, they have obviously a huge baby bump, but they don't ever look, and they do gain weight. But you're carrying around a human being inside of you that's sucking the life out of you. You need some poundage. But I don't ever look at a pregnant lady and look at her and be like, wow, she's fat. I've never thought that. Any pregnant lady, ever, ever, ever. Very weird. So if you are a lady and you are pregnant, you are a beautiful human being. And if you are a lady trying to get pregnant, try the Mucinex. Now, if you're a dude and your girl's suddenly taking Mucinex and you're like, you're not sick. Why are you taking Mucinex? Look out, dude. It's a trap. It's a trap. 18 years of child support ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. You better be committed to that before. So, just warning all sides right now. And that was one thing. That's not pervy. That's actually a good tip. I love nothing better in the world than children. And if you have your own, it is the greatest thing ever. Granted, I have been through hell and back, and I would do it again. It was awesome. So, let's get into this. This is where we start to get a little creepy. I'm going to tell you now, when women are their horniest, once again, something that started as a viral, like, TikTok deal, and then people started chiming in, and then there's a real thing to it, kind of like the Mucinex deal, but it's about women when they are horny. And this is really good news. If you're a guy right now and you're like, dude, here's what's weird. Guys always think, I got to take this girl out. I got to get her some drinks. Next thing you know, we'll go back to my place, her place, whatever. And blah, 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 bam, things are good. Seal the deal. Good times. That's not what you need to do. That's you've been thinking about this all wrong. And it's a good way to save money, speaking of being a cheap bastard. So, according to this article, that a girl goes out and gets drunk. And then goes home, and then the next day, when she's hungover, voila, that's when they're their horniest, according to this story. And the girl that wrote the article said she noticed she had gone out with an ex and had drinks, and then went home, and then the next morning got a text from the ex, like, you look so hot last night, whatever, and said she was hungover and horny, and then bad things happen. Sex with your ex is true love, by the way, just letting you know. And here's a true thing that guys think about, ladies. I'm telling secrets now, but guys know that women, for whatever reason, like to keep their body count low. Whereas guys want to have a high body count, if you know what I'm talking about. Guys want to tell, yeah, man, I've been to like 200 girls. Women want to keep a low number. It's like golf with women. With guys, it's like football. You want to get a touchdown every time, and you want the highest score you can get. With women, it's like golf. So a lot of guys know that if you've had sex with someone before, they'll have sex with you again because it's not going to raise their count. It's one of the guys you've been with before. There's a high probability as an ex you can have sex with an ex if you're a dude because they're just keeping the count low. Seriously, we think about things like that. Guys are scum. That's what I'm telling you. Scummy bastards. By the way, tomorrow is my 22nd wedding anniversary. Lord, 22nd. I am old as hell. Old as hell. All right, back to horny women. So this lady then went out that night after she was hungover with her friends, and it was like, you guys, guess what I did? I got drunk last night. When I got home this morning, I was all hungover, and then I got horny, and my ex hit me up, and then ba-ba-boom, ba-bing, ba-ba-ba-boop, and things happened. Well, apparently all the girls that were with her having drinks were like, oh, yeah, no, that's when I'm totally at the horniest. They call it hangover horn, a common occurrence after a big night out. And they say in this friend group, it was 100% that they all have hangover horn. And so they're like, all right, whatever. And they write it off. And guys, by the way, they said they had wrongly assumed it was just guys that are horny all the time. But apparently girls get it too. And they went in and they found like a doctor. And they say, no, 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 no. They say one of the reasons is that your cortisol levels are through the roof. This is the hormone that regulates stress response and plays a big part in what they call anxiety, what you feel the next day when you wake up and like, oh my God, what did I do? When your cortisol levels are high, thanks to alcohol, you feel anxious that you'll do anything to distract yourselves from those bad thoughts, and that anxiousness is you have sex. When you have sex, your body releases that feel-good hormone that makes that anxiousness go away. So your body will be like, hey, it's your body actually naturally telling you, hey, guess what? I know how to fix this icky feeling I have right now. And that's to release the hell out of some oxytocin by getting your bang on. Bang em, bang em, bang em, bang em, bang em. So if you are a lady and you are hungover, there's a good chance I'm not oxytocin. Your dopamine gets depleted, then your body starts freaking out. The anxiety kicks in. You have sex. Then the really good stuff is released. The dopamine's back in your body, and your body starts to regulate itself, and you get that way from having sex. It is a reward center drug within your very own body. All right, now this is where I'm going to sound like a creeper, but I just saw this story, and I'm like, this is interesting and sad at the same time. And I had this discussion with my actor son the other day, which we are going to get into a deal with him in a moment. There is a new movie coming out with Nicole Kidman, who is 57 years old, and it's coming out on Christmas Day. And you know, Christmas Day releases are expected to be really big movies. They release on Christmas Day for award season. That's why they release them, so they can get them in this calendar year and make them eligible for the Academy Awards in March. She has the movie. It is called Baby Girl. And remember when she made that weird sex movie with Tom Cruise when they were married? And they say, forget that. This movie is the kinkiest thing she has ever, ever done. And it is about a high-powered businesswoman who she plays at 57 years old, who starts an affair with a young intern played by a guy named Harris Dickinson. So it has what they say are graphic sex masturbation scenes. Yeah. That's kind of weird, right, for Nicole Kidman. You always think that she's a family lady. She's married to Keith Urban. But no, they say the movie's erotic scenes absolutely wore her out. She says, this movie was made for the big screen and to be seen with people. I'm not sure I have that much bravery, she confessed to the interviewers. She said, I've made films that are pretty exposing, but not like this. And by the way, Eyes Wide Shut was very exposing. Yeah. She's got a 16-year-old and a 13-year-old kid, and she says that the film's director, Helena, helped her through the very tough moments, and this is where it gets weird. Apparently, she was actually masturbating during these scenes. She said, I didn't want to do this anymore at this point, and she said, but I was compelled to do it. Helena, the director, would hold me, and I would hold her because it was just very comforting to me. So this lady director would hold her, and she, and they, this is their thing, and then she ended up grinding one out, and it seems like she was really doing it. They're said, and by the way, they're talking Oscar buzz. So apparently, if you're a lady and you have sex scenes, you will win an Oscar. And how do I know that? Halle Berry is beautiful. When did Halle Berry get an Oscar? That's when she did that gnarly sex scene with Billy Bob Thornton in Monsters Ball. It's so weird, and I see it as a double standard, that women will get, oh, what a brave, great performance when they're having sex and they're naked and they're really exposing themselves out there. That's not the case for dudes. It's so true. And that's not what this article is about. This article is just about Nicole Kidman having wild masturbation scenes with a young intern on this new movie that is coming out on Christmas Day. But I started talking about that. And now let's talk about my son is an actor, and I was talking to him just this week. And he said something about going to the gym or staying, because he's not working right now. And he was working out, and I asked him when to eat. There was something where he made a comment about, like, I've got to stay in shape. And I was like, why? He goes, I never know if I'm going to have to do, like, something naked or something. And I'm like, would you do that? And he's like, well, if it's in there and it's work, you just got to do it. It's just your job. And I'm like, you know what's weird? I go, he's had a really good career. My son's been in a lot of stuff. In fact, right now, here's a pluggo. I mentioned this at one point, but he is on a show called Heels. It ran on Stars, and no one has Stars, and no one watches Stars. But it's a show about fake wrestling, about a small-time in the South family that owns a, like, you know, fake wrestling, like WWE, WWF, however you want to call it. And my son loved that stuff growing up as a kid. It was the perfect part for him because he That's what he wanted to do when he was a little kid. He'd tell you who's going to grow up and be a professional wrestler. And he loved The Rock, and that was, like, his favorite stuff. So it's weird for him to get to play a wrestler. And it's a good show. It's a really good dude show. It's called Heels. It's on Netflix now. And here is the plus side. It is now up there. You can watch the whole thing. There was two seasons. But they told them that if it did well on streams or downloads or whatever you do on Netflix, that they will pick up a third season, and it'll now be a Netflix show. So they are hoping that it does well. If you never got to see it because you didn't have stars, because you're normal and no one has stars, you could now stream that show on Netflix. It is a good show. But I've met a lot of the stars from that because my son did that for 2 years, and he lived in Atlanta and here and back and forth when they were filming. And here in LA, I've met a number of the people that were on that show with him, that he hangs out with from time to time. And the girls, when it was always weird to meet the girls, because all the girls, it seems like all the girls in that show have naked sex scenes. And I'm like, well, that's weird. The guys are covered. They're not naked. I mean, you might see their butt or something, but it's such a double standard for women. It really is. And I'm not like a women's libber, and I am a little pervy. Like, seeing naked women is awesome, but Hollywood is bizarre. And the fact that this Nicole Kidman thing is what really made me think of it. It's like, wow, Oscar buzz because she had a gnarly, raunchy sex scene where she masturbates on camera. It's like, really? That's the Oscar buzz? But it is, because the Halle Berry argument is spot on. When she had sex with Billy Bob Thornton in Monsters Ball, that was a very graphic sex scene, and she won an Academy Award for that. So, anyway, something to think about. I got to get out of here. It's time for me to go. It's my weekend. I'm on vacation. I don't even know why I'm doing a podcast, to be honest with you. I'm going to walk my dog a couple times a day, run all my errands, and just be a normal person that has a little more sleep in my body for the next 4 days. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. I will have a new show on Monday, even though I'm still on vacation. I'll be back with a new show because I am dedicated to the cause of my fat and fitness. My fatness and my fitness, I am dedicated to both of those, I promise you. And I will talk to you again then on Monday for that show. So till then, have a great weekend, and I'll see you.